Let's pick up an Anka, and she's from Laguna Woods, California, and she has a question about your skin. Is that right, Anka?
Yes.
Okay, and what's the issue for your skin?
I have rosacea.
Okay, and how old a woman are you?
67.
Okay, 60,
yeah.
And how long have you been dealing with this?
I would say close to 8 to 10 years.
Okay, well, typically, issues of the skin like this link to a condition called red blood cell platelet adhesion. This is where the red blood cells are supposed to travel along in the blood, unstuck together. And when they start clumping together, they can stick together and go into a cell, and they fold over to go in, and then they can't get out. And so what happens is the cell bursts, and that's the little red spots. And all the ones you see typically around the nose, face, and head are also on the heart. So it's definitely something you want to take care of fast as you can. And what would help the body to unclump these red cells? The main player is usually niacin. Now, niacin's kind of nasty because if you try to take it, you get this flush and maybe you're hypoglycemic afterwards. So the best form is a form of niacin known as a hexanicotinate. And, of course, this is the form that is found in Max Stress B. So how much do you weigh, Anka?
150.
Okay. So what I would do if I were you is three things. Number one, I'd start at a quarter teaspoon of Max Stress B and probably work up to 2 teaspoons till you see most of the fire is out of your face. Like right now, it'll be lit red like a firecracker. When we're doing this right, what you'll see is that most of the fire is gone. Okay? And so the three things we do, Max Stress B, number one, so we can unclump. Number two, we want to make the whole blood real slippery. Okay? So we go on USP grade cod liver oil. And, of course, I think you're better off with ours because it's going to be nitrogen flushed and it's going to be inviolate so that it's not going to go rancid like everybody else's. And you're going to need at least a quarter, at least a half teaspoon. You might, for the first, maybe 4 or 6 weeks, take 1 teaspoon. Okay? Now, this will give you docosahexaenoic acid, eicosapentaenoic acid, and it'll also give you vitamin D. So the vitamin D isn't going to help here, but the other guys are going to make the blood slippery and harder for them to stick together, okay? The third thing that I like to do for this mess is to get on something called Circuzyme, and you would use at your body weight and all about 3 per meal, and you would do this for about 8 weeks. And what this will do is dramatically upregulate microcirculation, okay, so that the blood and all can get to tissue where it might have been shut off before. But Circuzyme also contains something we call Invisivane. Invisivane has bioflavonoids that dramatically strengthen the integrity of the arteries and the veins so that we don't get in trouble with something more serious that can often link to your condition, okay? And so we do this after the 8 weeks. You're going to switch to 1 Invisivane per day for the rest of your life. And hopefully you'll be able to stop the bee. Because what we're going to do, the reason the bee is a mess for you and it occurred in the last 10 years is because your digestion's going south. Okay, so the last thing we're going to do is get the digestion back to track, and then we ought to be able to get rid of the bee and get rid of the Circuzyme and just have a little cod liver oil, a little Invisivane, and some good digestion as the maintenance for you. Okay, and so on the digestion, you want to get on something called Quantum Digest that will support your pancreatic enzymes and make sure that you can produce enough amylase, protease, lipase to do a good digestive job. So you take 2 of those with meals. End of the meal, this is the most important thing of all. End of the meal, you're going to take the HCL detox kit. And here, you're going to, because of your age and weight, you're going to have about 4 HCL and about 2 activator. And now you should see you're losing weight at your stomach, you digest your food better, you need less sleep. And after about 6-8 weeks, you should be making your own Max Stress B pretty good, and we can try killing the bee.
Sounds good.
Okay, and I made notes on everything if you can't go that fast, so you can call the order line and they can go back over this for you, but I think you'll be very pleased. I've certainly seen hundreds of these, and once the body gets what it needs, it's just a totally different game. Okay, Anka?
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye now. All right.